call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I continue to assume you have no idea how much your husband loves you. List of things, so I'll try to be quick. First, I mentioned how I was really concerned about my health the week ended. And as I have pointed out to the kids, constantly be a student of yourself. And I tried to figure out what did I do, what did I change, and so forth. And I do think the issue is I started using, added elderberries into my smoothie in the morning. And I noticed on Friday or whatever, I said, okay, as soon as I had the smoothie, I felt it got worse. And then I did some quick study, and apparently, for some people, guess what happens when you have elderberry? Well, so I simply stopped, and after about 2 days, problem's gone. So apparently that was the issue. I could verify this by trying it again. I don't think I will. That just hurt too much. It's elderberries taste delicious, but I'm sorry, no. Oh, did that hurt? But the other thing is, in my goal of making 1 million Jumpy Jacks in 5 years, I had 48 hours or so where I didn't do any, and I'm back. I did a little above normal today, but I have to, at least for the next few days, do considerably more than normal in order to catch back up. Health is back, which is good news or bad news, depending upon your perspective. I also mentioned that I had a conversation about a younger couple. Obviously, most everybody is now younger couples. And there's tension, and including talk of separation. So the DVDs that, especially because I just listened to it again, of the voicemail I did of last week that I put on video and sent to my own family, well, I sent it to them too, with the hope that it would be an encouragement. Because obviously there was a whole lot of, it was a slow start, but it got into some serious scripture. And for the follower of Christ, it might mean something. For the world, of course, it's kind of foolishness. For the follower of Christ, I hope it's encouragement. In the same vein, because of various conversations, I sent the email that I did send a copy to my family, to the elders, to elders of various institutional churches and so forth, simply requesting, if you have any love in you, there is a marriage that needs help. Also on that, I've now set the challenge out formally to another party to formally debate, public dialogue or formal debate with leaders, pastors of a church on the question, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud, or even marriage begins with sex and ends with death. I wonder, I'm going to keep doing this one day, sooner or later, Lord willing. Somebody will take me on. Over the weekend, I had an exhaust. It was probably the first weekend in a long time. I didn't write a line of code. But I wrote a bunch because I had a conversation, for example, with my Mormon friend in Utah. He sent me a document, and I was just so thrilled with it because it really was one of the best documents I've read from the Mormon perspective to give their perspective. And it was kind of like, well, they actually addressed, yes, people criticize us on this. And the response I would suggest was, well, let's say weak. But it was there. And he sent it to me, and I was able to say, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? You see, he's willing to engage. What a remarkable thought. Willing to engage. I have another friend that I am been in depth on the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. We've been going back and forth, and I spent a lot of time on that again with him this weekend. It's marvelous when somebody's willing to engage. And then, of course, there are issues with families, and there's been some joys with others. I want to encourage. And, you know, just look at the framework. If the Bible is true, then am I doing right? I would suggest I'm striving for that. And then the institutional church is doing wrong. If I'm wrong and the Bible is true, can you show me where? Do you have enough love within you, enough trust in the Lord to show me where? If the Bible isn't true, can you give me evidence to tell me where I'm going down a fallacy? You know, it is fascinating because when I read the Joseph Smith translation of Genesis 1, and first thing that came to mind right off the bat, instead of in the beginning, it came to pass. And you think, oh, well, that's just, you know, kind of poetically different. It is not. It is remarkably different because in the beginning means there was nothing before. It came to pass, was meaning in the process of time, these things happened. Opens the door to polytheism. It's exactly what's necessary. See, and it's these kind of things that an act of love will contend on. I'm trying to show love to my family. My lady, I love you.